may God's word be heard through him who is the word, Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am Chris Gray. I am the Diocesan Stewardship Officer for the Diocese of Southwest Florida. This is the third time that I have come to this church to speak about stewardship, and it's good to be back with you again. The first two times I spoke about annual giving. I think we're in the parish hall both of those times. I got a peek of the church that night when I was here, and it looked beautiful, but it was dark. When I walked in today, I was overwhelmed. What a gorgeous facility, beautiful sanctuary you have here at Holy Innocents. So the first two times I came to talk about annual giving. This time I'm here to unveil a capital campaign for Holy Innocents Episcopal Church. Now, I'm guessing that those two words, capital and campaign, when they are put together, either got you really excited or gave you a little bit of apprehension, one or the other, maybe a little bit of both for some of you. I hope you lean more towards the excitement than the apprehension as I speak today. I personally experience both apprehension and excitement in my ministry when capital campaigns come to mind. I served two different churches over 32 years as the rector of both of them, one on the East Coast and one on the West Coast of Florida. And each time we did a capital campaign, there was apprehension on the part of some of us and excitement on the part of others of us. I officially retired 11 years ago after serving those two congregations for those 32 years. And since then, I've worked part-time with the diocese, assisting congregations with their annual giving, as I have here before, and also as a consultant for churches looking to do capital campaigns. Now, a year and a half ago, I met with your vestry, 18 months ago, to begin discussing a possible campaign with the emphasis on repairing and replacing your roofs. My daughter says I can't pronounce that right. It's not like a dog. Roof? Roof. Help me. Roof. It's roof. Talking about replacing the roofs. This was 18 months ago. And we met several times over that fall and into the winter. And then COVID happened. And everything was tabled at that point a little over a year ago, until I received a call from Father Bryant this past fall. The roof repairs were still needed, but something more important had risen to the surface. It was a realization that your mortgage, principal and interest payments were holding you back from important community ministry and outreach. That committee, the vestry at that time, realized that if it could only pay off the $375,000 mortgage, you would then have thousands of dollars saved in interest payments over the life of that loan, as well as an additional $35,000 annually that's going toward that loan right now that could be used for strengthening and supporting ministries and programs and outreach for many, many years to come. Now, I have to tell you something. Of all the congregations I have worked with, your capital campaign committee is by far the best that I have ever experienced. By far the best I've worked with in some 42 years of ministry. They are focused, they are committed, they believe in what they are doing, they have a passion for eliminating the church's mortgage debt and investing those funds in outreach and ministry. You are truly blessed to have people of this caliber with this kind of passion and leadership heading up your capital campaign. They're going to be introduced later on in the service, I believe. In fact, I'm so impressed with them and what they are trying to accomplish that I intend to fill out a pledge card myself. You hear me right? I'm going to fill out a pledge card to assist Holy Innocents in paying off this mortgage debt and doing some repairs up there. I won't try and say it again. The hope of engaging in greater ministry to transform lives as you transform the world entrusted to your care. Now, as I said, I've assisted a number of congregations with capital drives, but the only ones I ever contributed to financially were the two I served as rector over that 32 years. So my financial gift to Holy Innocence is really a first for me. Now, after church today, you're going to receive a brochure. There'll be a committee outside handing them out. And as you read it, I hope you'll feel some of the excitement that I'm feeling today about this new call to a new ministry. No apprehension for me, just excitement. Or I wouldn't be filling out a pledge card, would I? The details are all in this 4-page brochure. The committee members will be outside to answer any questions you might have about it, although the brochure does a great job of answering them all, I think, with just 4 pages. Now, if you're watching this broadcast from home, one of these brochures will be mailed to you on Monday morning, along with a pledge card, I can assure you. They will be together as a package. The brochure is only 4 pages long. It's easy to read and explains exactly what the Capital Campaign Committee and the Vestry have envisioned for the future of this congregation. I personally believe that they are inspired by the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, I wouldn't be filling out a pledge card. Considering I'm not a member here, I'm a member of a church in Venice, Florida. That's where my pledge goes every year. Now, part of their inspiration lies in the Capital Campaign's biblical theme, which is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, where it says, "Let no debt remain outstanding. Let no debt remain outstanding, except the continuing debt to love one another. For whoever loves one another has fulfilled the law." Now, once this mortgage is paid off, those funds can be used to extend Christ's love beyond these walls and out into the community, literally transforming lives and transforming the world around you. Now, a portion of the funds will be used to replace a portion of the sanctuary roof, as we discussed some 18 months ago. And a 10% tithe will be given to assist the Dayspring Conference Center. It's always good to tithe our money outside of our own ministry and outside of ourselves. The pledge that my wife and I are making is coming from our RMD, our required minimum distribution from our IRAs. Now, if you are 72 years of age and you have an IRA, the government requires you to take a withdrawal, a certain percentage, every year. It used to be 70.5. 2020, they upped it to 72 years of age. And that withdrawal is taxed as ordinary income for you. But if you give it directly to a charity or to a church, you don't pay income tax on the portion that you give away. So if you are 72, or like me, I was 70.5 2 years ago, I've been doing it for a couple years now, check with your financial advisor, and they'll help walk you through it, either for a one-time gift or a pledge over 3 years. For me, it's a win-win situation. In fact, we've been doing this now for a number of years with all the charities and churches that we support by giving through our RMD, required minimum distribution. And it's from that that my wife and I are making our gift for this capital campaign here at Holy Innocence. Now, to assist you in your goal of $550,000, we're going to pledge $3,000. That's $1,000 a year over 3 years, taken from our required minimum distribution. And we're doing it because of that passage from Romans that your capital campaign committee chose as your theme. We also feel strongly about seeing that mortgage being eliminated. Rejoice with you as you have another $35,000 annually to use for other ministry within the church and outside of the church as well. Plus, I'm personally amazed at the diligence of your capital campaign committee and their dedication as well. They have an abiding love for the mission and ministry of Holy Innocents Episcopal Church. An abiding love that's infectious. Infectious enough to cause my wife and me to fill out a $3,000 pledge card. I hope you will join us in achieving this goal after you receive your brochure today and give prayerful consideration to making a pledge or one-time gift for this important ministry. Now, can I get a drum roll, please, sir? In front of your pews, drum roll. As of Friday, the Vestry and the Capital Campaign Committee have raised $375,200. $375,200, which takes away the apprehension for me and adds to the excitement for me as well. Remarkable. As I said, they are dedicated and they are committed to have raised that much money so far. Now, as you think about those two words I used at the outset of this sermon, I have to tell you, I have no apprehension at all. I just have excitement for what's happening here in this congregation and what's going to happen in your immediate future, as well as your distant future. Remembering St. Paul's words, let no debt remain outstanding. Let no debt remain outstanding, except the continuing debt to love one another. For whoever loves another has fulfilled the law. By the way, I'm placing my pledge card in the plate at the 10:30 service today. I hope you will join your vestry and your capital campaign committee over the next few weeks and do the same with your pledge card once you've received it and offered prayerful consideration for a gift for this amazing opportunity in the life of your parish family. Thanks be to God. Through him who is the Word, Jesus our Lord. Amen. Good morning. I am Chris Gray. I am the Diocesan Stewardship Officer for the Diocese of Southwest Florida. This is the third time that I have come to Holy Innocents Episcopal Church to speak to you about stewardship in the last 11 years. The first two times I came to talk about annual giving, the giving we do to support the budget and the mission and ministry of the congregation. This time, I'm here to unveil a capital campaign for Holy Innocents Episcopal Church. I'm guessing my use of those two words together, capital and campaign, possibly either got you really excited or maybe just a little apprehensive. Maybe both for some of you. I hope you lean more toward the excitement the more I talk today about what your vestry and capital campaign committee have in store for Holy Innocents. I have personally experienced both apprehension and excitement in my ministry when it comes to capital campaigns. I served as rector of two congregations over 32 years. And during that 32 years, we had three major capital fund drives in those two congregations. One of them was on the east coast of Florida in an Episcopal church. The other was on the west coast of Florida, where we did two of them during the 20 years I was there. And each time, there was a little apprehension on the part of some of us, but there's also great excitement on the part of others of us. Now, I officially retired some 11 years ago and from serving those two congregations. And since then, I've worked part-time for the diocese as a stewardship officer, along with helping folks with annual campaigns, also serving as a consultant for capital campaigns. About a year and a half ago, I think it was the summer of 2019, I met with your vestry, and we began discussing a possible capital campaign with emphasis on replacing your roofs, which I can't pronounce. My daughter keeps telling me that. You know what I'm talking about? It's this thing up here. I call it a roof. Roof? Roof. I make it sound like a dog. Anyway, the goal 18 months ago was to replace these roofs. We met several times, and then COVID happened about 11 months ago, and everything was tabled at that point until I received a phone call from Father Bryant this past fall. He said the roof repairs were still needed, but something more important had risen to the forefront and the surface for this congregation. It was a realization that your mortgage, principal, and interest payments were holding you back on important community outreach and important community ministry. The vestry realized at that point that if you could only pay off the $375,000 mortgage that you hold, you could save thousands of dollars in interest payments, as well as the $35,000 annually that goes towards roof repairs and the mortgage itself. And in doing so, you could spend that money on sustaining and strengthening your ministries, your programs, and your outreach for many, many years to come. Now, I have to tell you something. Of all the congregations that I've worked with, your capital campaign committee is the best I've worked with anywhere, anytime. And that's over 42 years of ministry. They are focused. They are committed. They believe in what they are doing, and they have a passion for eliminating that mortgage and that debt, and then investing those funds into ministry and outreach for this community. You are truly blessed, my friends, blessed to have people with this kind of passion and this kind of leadership leading this congregation in this capital fund drive. In fact, I am so impressed with them and what they are trying to accomplish that I intend to fill out a pledge card myself. Yep, I'm going to fill out a pledge card to assist Holy Innocents in paying off that debt so you can engage in greater ministry, transforming lives as you transform the world around you. Now, as I said earlier, I've assisted with several different capital campaigns with various congregations. But the only ones I ever contributed to were the two where I served as rector. This is a first for me, making a financial gift to a church where I'm not even a member. After church today, brochures will be handed out to all of you, along with pledge cards. I hope you'll read it and begin to feel some of the same excitement that I'm feeling about what your vestry and capital campaign committee are doing. For me, there is no apprehension. It's just about excitement about the ministry that's taking place in this community of faith. The committee members will be outside each door to answer any questions you might have. Although the brochure that they're going to pass out, which looks like this, does a great job of explaining everything they intend to do. And if you're watching this broadcast at home, I can assure you a brochure will be mailed to you tomorrow morning, along with a pledge card as well. Now, the brochure is only 4 pages long. It's easy to read, and it explains exactly what the vestry and the capital campaign committee have envisioned. I personally believe they are inspired by the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, I would not be filling out a pledge card, considering I'm not a member of this congregation. I worship in Venice, Florida, at St. Mark's. Now, part of their inspiration lies in the Capital Campaign's biblical theme. It's taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans. Here's what it says. Let no debt remain outstanding. Let no debt remain outstanding, except the continuing debt to love one another. For whoever loves another has fulfilled the law. Now, once your mortgage is paid off, those funds can be used to extend Christ's love beyond these walls, out into the community, transforming lives by transforming the world entrusted to your care. Now, a portion of the funds raised will replace a portion of the sanctuary, help me here, roof, thank you very much, which the vestry and I were discussing 18 months ago. I hear you've used swimming pools or kiddie pools in the past to kind of catch water in here along with other buckets. Also, a 10% tithe will go to assist Day Spring Conference Center. I believe it's always good to tithe outside of yourselves and outside to other ministry. Now, the pledge that my wife and I are making is coming from our RMD, our required minimum distribution from our IRAs. If you are 72 years of age, the government requires you to withdraw a percentage of your IRA every year. It used to be 70 and a half, but in 2020, they changed that age, bumped it up to 72. The required amount, the withdrawal, is taxed for all of us as ordinary income. But if you give it directly to a church or to a charity, there's no tax involved in it. You avoid paying the taxes on it. So I suggest you check with your financial advisors on that in terms of your own IRAs and depending on what your age is at this particular point. For me, it's a win-win situation. In fact, my wife and I have been fulfilling our charitable contributions to the churches where we worship, as well as a number of other nonprofits and charities in our community, by using that RMD for the last 2 years. We were 70 and a half when it came into effect for us. And it's from that RMD that we will make our pledge or our gift for Holy Innocence Capital Campaign. So to assist you in getting you to your goal, which is $550,000, we're going to pledge $3,000. That's $1,000 a year over 3 years from our RMD. In fact, I've already filled the pledge card out. It's ready to go, but I can't find the offering plate today. Where would that be? I found the offering plate. It might be safer in the senior warden's hands, though, I'm thinking. Where did he go? He was here earlier. There he is in the back. Okay. So we're doing it because of that passage from Romans that your committee selected. We also feel strongly about seeing your debt eliminated and rejoice with you as you use that other $35,000 annually to sustain and support ministries and outreach and programs within and outside of this congregation. Plus, I'm really amazed at the dedication and the diligence of your Capital Campaign Committee. They have an abiding love for the mission and ministry of this congregation, an abiding love that is truly infectious, enough for us to pledge $3,000 toward this ministry that you are working to achieve. So I hope you'll join us. You'll join us in achieving this goal after you get your brochure today. Give prayerful consideration to making your own financial gift for the mission and ministry of this congregation of Holy Innocence. Now, could I have a drum roll, please? A little more. I like that. As of Friday, the Vestry and Capital Campaign Committee have raised, one more, they have raised $375,200. And as of this morning, at exactly 11:02, they've raised $378,200. Folks, that is wow factor. That is truly amazing. Gives me goosebumps up the backside of my head that they've done that kind of work ahead of time. As I think about those two words I use at the outset of my sermon, I have to tell you, I have no apprehension whatsoever about what you are attempting to do. Just excitement. Excitement about what I believe will be a very, very successful capital campaign for Holy Innocents Episcopal Church. Remembering St. Paul's words, let no debt remain outstanding. Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. For whoever loves others has fulfilled the law. By the way, Jeff's gone. Oh, there he is. I'll give this to you in a minute, Jeff, to put in the offering plate where you can find one. And I hope you'll all join your vestry and your capital campaign committee the next few weeks by doing the same with one of these to reach that goal of $550,000. You are more than two-thirds of the way there today. So God bless you. And the work you're doing here and the ministry you're doing here, it's a joy to participate in it and be a part of it. May God bless you as you continue the journey. Amen. Coming your way.